to lounge on or something.
Yeah.
But sofa is the generic
yeah.
term for you. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Now, what would you call all of those things together? What's the
furniture.
Yeah. Okay. Did you have a type of furniture in the bedroom for your shirts and pants and socks?
Yes, we had bureau drawers.
Mm-hmm. And you have heard dressers?
Yes, dressers.
But bureau is what you used.
Mm-hmm.
And to you, they're the same thing, or they're a little bit different?
I never thought of it.
Okay. Probably interchangeable. Yeah. Okay.
We didn't have a clothes press.
And you didn't beat the rugs? Or have an outhouse? Yeah. Some people have told me that, well, a bureau is tall and dressers are low, and that's the kind that you have a mirror on. But, did you have indoor plumbing?
Yes, we did. But everybody didn't have.
No. You were lucky. And where did you get your water from?
From the Newhall Water Company. It was privately owned. And they didn't have very many wells, so water was very, very scarce until after the Second World War. And then the Newhall School District decided they were going to sink a well on the school property. And when they did, they got a gusher. There's so much water under Newhall, it's not even funny.
Did the prices
even
go down?
Today? No, the prices no. didn't go down.
Now, when it was scarce, did the water go off certain times of the day?
It didn't in Newhall proper, but when people lived in Happy Valley, I don't know if you know much about Newhall.
Not really.
It was over the hill.
Right.
And the people that owned the water company had not put a tank on top of the hill. So the water pressure got pretty bad trying to get over on the other side of the hill. And when we were first married and my husband was in college, and all my friends actually that had come home were in college, a couple of them lived over in Happy Valley. And if they had dates, they would come to our house and bring their clean clothes and they could take a shower at our house.
Oh dear.
Oh yes.
Yeah. People don't think about where water really comes from these days.
No, they don't.
Turn it off.
Or how important it is.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Are you familiar with the terms gully and draw? You ever heard of a gully?
Well, a gully, yes, but usually it's dry, yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's a place where water would course in the wet season.
Mm-hmm.
And draw, yes. Well, a draw usually is a place between two hills or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like it's a creek.
No. It's just where water can flow?
Yes.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Right. Is a reservoir the same thing as a pond?
No. A reservoir is man-made. A pond can be natural.
Okay. And would cattle drink out of a pond or a reservoir?
Depends on what they can get at or what you'll let them at.